Got a couple of sports notes. I want to clear the desk off here on this Monday. First of all, as the NBA season has ended, we talked about this last hour, the Pistons are over and done with. They're not going to make the playoffs. Playoffs are set to begin. And I'm hearing something that makes me think more of the NCAA tournament than the NBA tournament. Did I miss? When did the NBA start playing games?
this year.
You on top of this, Pat? You pay more attention to sports than I do. Yeah. I'm hearing that tomorrow there's going to be some play-in games that already start before the actual playoff series begin.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember this at all.
I vaguely do at the beginning of the year where this was talked about, and I think the owners agree to it. This is just a way to prolong the playoffs a little bit more by an extra few days. And I think, they're following in the footsteps of what the NCAA does with its tournament.
You have a couple of extra teams, that extra incentive to have hope that perhaps they might be able to advance in the postseason.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, so there will be a couple games, I think. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, you got two tomorrow and two Wednesday.
Yep, right.
The Nets will host Cleveland tomorrow, and the Timberwolves and Clippers, and then on Wednesday it's the Hawks and Hornets and the Pelicans and Spurs.
There you go. Yep. So, I didn't either. I know.
There you go. If you're paying attention to the NBA and postseason play, there's playing games.
Yeah.
Don't miss them. I missed this until I happened to see a story this morning that popped up. It says here that for baseball's opening day, or I guess I could say days, because some teams opened last Thursday, and everyone got underway by Friday, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred gifted every Major League player a pair of Bose headphones.
Yes, I saw this.
With a letter. The letter read, "Please accept this gift as a small gesture of my appreciation for the hard work that comes with being a Major Leaguer and your respect for our incredible fans. Thank you for everything you do in a game that has such a rich history and deep meaning to our fans in the U.S. and around the world. Wishing you the best of luck for a successful season." The relationship between Manfred and the players has been icy at best.
At best.
So it's kind of like a peace offering.
I'm sure everything is all good now.
All these millionaires needed a set of free headphones.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
That's the same thing I'm thinking. I just think a letter itself would have been kind of touching.
Yeah.
I don't think they needed a gift. I think they would just appreciate it. Boy, here's a note from the commissioner. Okay, we'll take this as the first step. But really?
Are Bose also, are they a sponsor at all?
Well, you know, that's a good question.
Baseball? This could just be a trade that's going on
here. That's a good question. Isn't next year they're supposed to have the sponsorship of like logos and helmets?
Yes.
Bose headphones go over the head.
Oh, really?
Maybe we'll see a Bose helmet. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, I'm thinking the same thing that you said, Dave. I'm like, do these guys really?
Yeah.
They can go out and buy their own.
Yeah, they could go buy their own, and I just don't think that's going to smooth everything over.
I'd have been more impressed if he'd have put a baseball in every single locker and said to each player, you know, thank you. Let's work for a better relationship. And look, how about we have a great relationship with our fans? I ask every player to autograph this baseball. And when you're out in the field and you're doing your warm-ups and you see a young fan in the stands, toss this baseball to him.
Not a bad idea.
That would have been a lot better than the players getting a pair of Bose headphones. In fact, players, you don't need those headphones. Give the headphones to a fan.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez. And finally, from this weekend, talk about the worst public relations effort ever for a sports franchise that I can think of in a long time. So this happened with the Canadiens Maple Leafs games on Saturday. I don't know if you heard this. Apparently before the game, there was a young fan of the Canadiens, a youngster with his dad, behind the glass, right up against the boards, and he had a sign asking one of his favorite players, Nick Suzuki, for a selfie.
Yeah, okay.
And a puck. And Suzuki happily complied. Isn't that great? That's perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, that's,
of course.
Isn't that nice? Except when he flipped the puck over the glass, apparently the young boy missed it.
Oh, no.
And hit him in the mouth.
Oh.
Bloodied his lip.
Oh.
Boy's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Suzuki feeling bad. So let's make this even better. Here. How about a stick?
That's very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So far, everything's going great.
Yeah.
Until the Montreal Canadiens arena staff told the father and son that they were not allowed to have a stick in the stands with them because it's against the rules. So if you want to keep the stick, you have to leave the game. Really?
Couldn't they hold it for them?
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You couldn't take it to the front office and come back later and get it?
Pick it up here.
Are you kidding me? Talk about the worst PR move ever.
Yeah.
So that they're just getting bombarded with.
Somebody wasn't thinking.
Yeah, exactly right. And the story says hopefully the Canadians are going to make it good for the young fan as soon as possible. I'm sure they will. They'll find a better way to make it good. But
yeah,
someone's not thinking. Okay, there are rules, and then there are rules. There are times. And if it is a rule, as you said, we'll hold the stick for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I thought you were going to say that when he sent the stick over the glass,
somebody else,
he hit the kid again. That's what I thought you were going to say. It's like, oh, man. Then he said, here's a glove.
Take my uniform. Come here and skate with us. Sometimes sports brings out the best and sometimes brings out the worst.
Or the ridiculous.